Hello.
Hi, my name is Cheryl, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call? And I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
This is her. I was just calling to try to open up a client.
Okay, give me one moment. Give me one moment. What is your social?
418-47-2607.
And can you verify your first and last name, your mother's maiden name, and your date of birth for me?
Tamaya Bostic, Sims, and you said date of birth?
Yes, ma'am.
April 30, 1997.
And you're calling into file a claim today?
Yes, sir. I'm trying to open one up and file one.
Okay, because I do show where you did do one on the 27th. Are you just trying to reopen that claim?
Yes, sir. Because I wasn't finished watching then, and she told me I had to call back. So.
Okay, give me a moment. Okay, and are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Can you repeat that for me?
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12th grade, high school.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
Driver's license state?
Alabama.
Driver's license number?
I'm going to get the number for you. It's 885-9454.
Okay, and if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. After you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I'll do direct deposit.
Checking or savings?
Checking.
And what is your routing number?
Let me get it for you. Routing number is 06200019.
And what is that account number?
0326-203979.
And what is your mailing address, city, state, and zip code?
3750 17th Street, Northport, Alabama, 35476, apartment 16.
Give me one moment. Okay, so we have a different address on file for you.
What address do you have on file?
I'm not able to verify that.
Is it the 65 Valley Hills?
No, ma'am.
Or 2709 9th Street? No,
Florida, yes, ma'am.
35476. That's my mom's address.
Okay, so you want me to update it with your address?
Yes, you can.
3759 17th Street, apartment 16?
No, 3750.
Okay, 3750 17th Street, apartment 16?
Yes, ma'am.
And what city and state was that?
Northport, Alabama.
And what is the zip code?
35476.
Okay, and is the residence address different from the above mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
And what is your primary phone number?
205-722-3645.
Okay, I have to ask you some security statements. Which of the following addresses have you been associated with? 2709 9th Street, 295 West, Corner Gate Drive, 5031 Shun Circle, 535 Sandola Court, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses?
2709 9th Street.
Which of the following addresses have you been associated with? 302 Plantation Drive, 3703 34th Avenue, 433 College Park, or 7304 Tanya Faye Circle, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses?
Neither one.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 565 Wimbley Drive, 667 Lee Road 412, 6765 County Road 35, or 8221 Cranford Road, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
Neither one.
Which of the following streets have you never lived or used as your address? 9th Street, Valley Hills, Patricia Sims, Northwest Goose Pond Street, or none of the above?
The last one.
North Goose Pond?
Something like that. Uh-huh.
Which of the following phone numbers have you ever been associated with? 205-722-1045, 205-722-1831, 205-722-3645, 205-722-6356. I have never been associated with any of these phone numbers.
The first one, 3645.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
What is the last day you worked?
The 9th.
Of December?
December 9th.
Okay, give me a moment. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No, ma'am.
So you have not been...
Question?
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or you're a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
No, ma'am.
You're not available to accept full-time work?
Not right now. I'm finna go into labor.
Okay. In order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be seeking and willing to immediately accept full-time work. Benefits can be denied until such time the restrictions that would prevent you from returning to full-time work are removed.
Okay.
Give me a moment.
Okay, so for example. Oh,
is it,
my bad.
I'm sorry. So you said it was, is it childcare, lack of transportation, social security recipient, attending school, or other personal obligation?
Childcare. I guess that's
okay.
Or other personal obligation.
And then I can put like a little statement in the box so you're about to be on maternity leave.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Can you ask that question again? Hello?
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
At the moment, or?
I guess whenever you're able to go back to work.
Yes.
Okay, and have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
As many as I need to. I guess 35.
Give me one moment. You said 35?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
10.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Does your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
And what is your job title description?
I'm a key holder. At Dollar General.
Okay. And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Not at the moment.
Okay. So what is the job description or title you're seeking work for?
Can you ask that question again?
Are you seeking work in your current occupation? If not, I would have to ask you, what are you seeking work for? What type of job you're seeking work for?
Work from home, I guess. I'm not sure. Because I'm going back to work. It's just I'm on maternity leave right now.
Okay, so just want to leave it as yes?
Yes.
And what is the name of the company you work for?
Dollar General.
And that will be the Doge and Corp LLC?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is the phone number for your employer?
Let me find it. Six five nine two two five zero four four zero.
And when did you start working for the company?
5 months ago. I'm not sure the exact date. Let me see.
Was it July?
I would say probably like August. No, September.
Because if it was August, 5 months, it was August. July.
Well, I guess it's August 18th. I'm not sure the exact date. Okay. I know I've been there for.
And what city and state was this work performed in?
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Tuscaloosa?
Yes,
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And this is your separating employer?
Ma'am?
Is this your separating employer?
What does that mean?
Is this the employer you're filing a claim for?
Yes, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working?
Because I'm on maternity leave.
Okay, give me a moment. And was this a leave of absence?
Yes, I guess. What does it mean? Like, when is it a leave of absence?
Did they give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
So will you be returning back to the job?
Yes, ma'am. After my 6 weeks are up.
Okay, and what is the name and title of the person who granted this for you, the supervisor of the store?
Nakisha.
And she's the supervisor?
Yes, ma'am.
And who requested this maternity leave? Was it you or the employer?
Me.
And it's from what day? When was the last day? Was that the 9th that you worked?
December. Yes.
And when do you plan to return?
Let me look at the date. Okay. I guess February 10th.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Let me know when you're ready for your PIN number.
I'm ready.
0797. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, so the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim you just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800 952-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you, and this booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation, and we may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Enjoy your day.
You too.
Bye-bye.